Christian aviators are working round the clock in cyclone-ravaged Bangladesh. Education is a core issue for government and ministry in Zambia, and an audio ministry grows from inside out in Mozambique. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Bangladesh continues to be the focus of a massive relief effort. Millions have been displaced by Cyclone Sidr, hundreds have been killed, and many are still missing. Many remote regions have yet to be reached with relief. Mission Aviation Fellowship's John Woodbury says the city of Patragada, with a population of about 40,000, was especially hard hit.
They had a shelter, but it could only hold 150, so they only got 300 into that shelter. And if you can imagine, when the storm hit, tons of people were left outside, and in that village, 2,000 people died.
MAF is flying in assessment teams and will establish communications in frontline areas. Woodbury says their goal is simple.
We hope God can use the giftings and abilities He's given us to help and love people in His name. So we just want to be faithful.
MAF is overwhelmed with flight requests. Please pray. Next, government parties in Zambia are trying to reach a consensus on what rights the Constitution can promise. The president is strongly opposed to making promises of employment and education. While the Constitution is in the works, Bright Hope International is prepared to improve education no matter what, since many classes lack adequate resources. Craig Dyer says,
$1 million worth of education books were given to us. The schools in Zambia want these, and we want to get those distributed in Africa as soon as possible as well.
The container is docked until shipping costs are covered. $1 will ship $20 worth of books.
Very little is impacting the poorest of the poor, and it's Bright Hope's desire that we can raise up the needs of the poor, and people will use some of their gifts to minister to them. And I think this is a great time of year to be engaged in those kind of activities.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible Pathway Ministries has given resources to members of the United States 101st Airborne Division of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Now, many of those who got the military edition of the Bible Pathway are now in Iraq. Chief Warrant Officer Renee Lano says the devotionals are actually missionary tools.
The soldiers that are patrolling and walking the streets are taking along this copy, and they're using this to minister to the local residents. Our division is also getting ready to head towards Afghanistan, so there will be copies heading out with the soldiers.
The soldiers are serving on both the physical and spiritual front lines. Lano says,
we need to pray for protection for our soldiers as they patrol, and pray that God will continue to open doors. The soldiers are being placed in strategic places with a purpose. They're continuing to spread the word.
And Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says Sergio, their studio technician in Mozambique, got his training on the job. He's also shown an amazing enthusiasm and has made incredible progress with recording the Bible in several languages. That's good and bad. At the moment, Sergio is overwhelmed by what needs to be done.
He sent an email back to our tech coordinator saying, if it's okay with you, I've asked this young man to help me out, and he's very reliable, and I'll pay for it out of my own pocket, but I just had to get some help, and I hope that's okay.
Dudenhofer says it's a fledgling ministry that needs a lot of prayer and resources.
Here's a young man, has a heart for God. He's willing to stick his own neck out to get the job done, even if he has to use his own money, because he's committed to getting God's word in audio for people just like him in the villages around the area who don't read.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.